From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump flew to Texas on Tuesday for a firsthand look at the flood-ravaged state. Trump said his staff had been working closely with officials leading up to the Hurricane Harvey, before it now is a tropical storm, and it was his intent for his administration to provide an exemplary response.
We want to be looked at in 5 years and 10 years from now as this is the way to do it.
More than 3,500 people and 300 animals have been rescued in Houston, Texas, as churning and rising waters have inundated their homes. In Brazoria County, south of Houston, stormwaters had breached a levee at Columbia Lakes, and officials sent out an urgent message via Twitter telling residents to get out now. The city of Houston also plans to open up at least two more big shelters to house people trying to escape Harvey's floodwaters. Mayor Sylvester Turner said that more than 9,000 people were staying at the George R. Brown Convention Center, a facility that had a previous capacity listed at only 5,000 individuals. Following North Korea's latest missile launch, President Donald Trump said that all options were on the table. Speaking ahead of an emergency meeting at the United Nations Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley said diplomats are going to talk about what else is left to do with North Korea.
No country should have missiles flying over them like those 130 million people in Japan.
Haley said that it was unacceptable that Pyongyang has violated every single U.N. security resolution that we had, and so I think something serious has to happen. For additional updates, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber blew himself up at a bank close to the heavily protected U.S. Embassy in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesperson Najib Danish shared details about the casualties.
This attack has been carried out by a suicide bomber who was equipped with a suicide vest. Unfortunately, five people were martyred and eight others were wounded. All those killed and wounded were civilians.
The bomber hit the entrance to a Kabul bank branch in the well-off area of Kabul, close to the main diplomatic quarter. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, which came as banks were busy with people taking out money ahead of the Muslim Eid al-Adha holiday at the end of the week. They said it had targeted soldiers and police withdrawing their salaries. According to the UN, 209 civilians have been killed in bombings and 777 injured in the first half of the year. The International Organization for Migration reports no migrants have died while crossing the Mediterranean Sea over the past 20 days. It also says that migrant fatalities in general appear to be on the decline. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says it is remarkable to go without a single reported death for 20 days and acknowledges it is hard to know why.
If you recall, in July there were days when 3,000 people were picked up in one weekend. You remember that? And now we have very, very few.
IOM data shows the number of fatalities on the Mediterranean Sea generally has declined. Just 19 deaths have been recorded across the region this month, which is a sharp drop from the 689 recorded in August 2015 and 62 last year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's vow to never evacuate Jewish settlements from occupied land drew outrage on Tuesday from Palestinians. Philip Alexio has more.
The Palestinians called on the White House to intervene, and visiting UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres challenged Netanyahu's comments, reiterating the international community's opposition to Israeli settlements. Well over 100 settlements dot the West Bank, and a string of U.S.-led peace plans over the past two decades have called for evacuating at least some of them to make way for the establishment of an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. Netanyahu's hard-line religious and nationalist base opposes such a move. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Kenya's Electoral Commission has defied a Supreme Court order to give opposition access to its computer service. Opposition coalition leader Raila Odinga has claimed that President Uhuru Kenyatta's win with 54% of the vote was fraudulent, saying hackers infiltrated the Electoral Commission servers. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.